and Raven Show.
With you everywhere you go.
The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Hayden knows the rules. When we're in Times Square, you never make eye contact with those weird people dressed up in costume.
Yeah, I get that, man. I do the same thing with people that are actually asking me for stuff, and I don't want to hand it out. If you're panhandling, you better have a very good reason. And there's just so much aggression with it.
Right. I've never seen so many angry Hello Kitties before.
Right. I mean, relax. You're dressed as Spider-Man. You should be pleasant.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. All of this came to a head this past weekend. If you've ever been to Times Square, you know they have all those costume characters walking around now. Everybody's there trying to get photos and all that. So there's this guy, and I've seen him plenty of times. He has this sign that says free hugs, right?
Right, right.
So you would think you get a free hug. There's no strings attached.
And I think that beyond that, he'd just be a happy-go-lucky fellow.
Right. Not so much. A woman was visiting Times Square, and she saw the sign that said free hugs, and she went and she gave him a hug, expecting it to be free, and this is what happened.
And he kept insisting, and she turned around and said, look, listen, you got free hugs. I'm not going to give you anything. And at that moment, he punched her very hard in the eye.
He punched a woman who would not tip him for the free hug.
22-year-old Canadian tourist. What's up with that? Come on. Oh, Canada never started anything with anybody.
And you're supposed to give free hugs. Like, it's a hug.
Right.
Right.
You're supposed to be handing out joy.
Well, according to the other people in Times Square, they're not happy about this, the ones that are wearing their costumes and trying to make the tip money. This is what they had to say.
I think it's giving everybody a bad name out here because we tend, I mean, it's like, you know, the zoning, they're talking about putting everybody in the same box.
In a box.
That's nice. Minnie Mouse shaved his beard so that he could make that statement right there to us.
Oh,
it's
man.
All a bit creepy, I gotta be honest. I wish they would put them all in a box.
You're right, except for the naked cowboy. The naked cowboy never bothers anybody. He can do whatever he wants. But it made us think about it. We're like, you know what? There's almost nothing for free left in this world.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, something is always built into something else, Anna. You
right.
know, you don't get actually anything for free.
You don't get free hugs. You know what else you don't get?
What?
Free shipping.
Oh.
When something says it's free shipping, look at the price. Most of the time, it's more expensive than the other places where you have to pay for shipping.
Yeah,
it's not free.
It just means that you paid it. And it doesn't cost you $25 to get you something there within 3 days. That doesn't make any sense. You know what else isn't free?
What?
Soy sauce.
Mm.
Soy sauce is never free. Whenever I go to the Chinese place and I ask for extra soy sauce, you got a whole box full of the soy sauce packets under there.
Right.
You reach under there, you get one or two packets, you come up on top, give me a dozen.
Right.
It's free.
Well, according to that, it's not free. Somebody has to pay for that. You know what else isn't free?
What's that?
Free vacations when the telemarketer calls.
Oh, those are my favorite.
Yeah, I pick up the phone, and if you tell me I just won a Disney cruise, and then you tell me that I have to talk to 74 people about a timeshare, you know what? It's not free. You lied to me.
Right. You only have to give us a half hour for the presentation. 4 hours later and 17 different interest rates you've been offered. You're still not out of that room.
Not free.
How about continental breakfast? Never free. Never,
right.
ever free. It's just a way of making you feel better about your exorbitant hotel room you paid for by putting out three-day-old bagels. The cream cheese is disgusting. Somebody put their toast remnants in there. And the butter is always those frozen little cubes. You can't even put that on toast.
Right.
That's not free.
And they're always out of orange juice. Like, get more orange juice.
Right.
I don't understand. You know what else isn't free? This couch on the side of the road that I picked up in college for our dorm house, but it turned out that it had bed bugs, and then we had to pay for an exterminator.
Thank you so much.
My sorority sisters were mad at me. That couch wasn't free either.
I'll tell you what was free after that. Your free time, because none of your friends wanted to hang out with you.
Yep.